Welcome to Just a Minute. Hello, my name is Nicholas Parsons, and as the minute waltz fades away, it is once more my pleasure to introduce the four exciting and talented personalities who this week are going to play Just a Minute. We have Derek Nimmo, Tim Rice, Clement Freud, and for the first time playing the game, Jimmy Mulville. Will you please welcome all four of them? The creator of this delightful game, Ian Messiter, usually sits beside me and has a stopwatch to tell me how the seconds are ticking away, and also he blows a whistle when the 60 seconds are up. Unfortunately, he cannot be with us this week, so instead we have Anne Ling. And as usual, I'm going to ask our four competitors if they will speak on the subject I give them, and they will try and do that without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject. And we'll see how well they do as we begin the show this week with Derek Nimmo. Derek, the subject is package deals. Will you tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now?
The reference to the package deal, of course, tends to be towards a parcel. Everything is tied together. I managed to get a wonderful package deal the other day to Melbourne in Australia, and I landed at Tullamarine Airport and was whisked along the freeway into the heart of South Yarra, where I was staying in Leopold Street. I was on my way, which was part of the package deal, to the Melbourne Cup.
And Tim Rice has challenged.
I think way came up twice, didn't it?
Yes, he was on his way more than once there. Yes, he did say way. So, Tim Rice, you have got in with the correct challenge, which means, of course, you get a point for that, and you take over the subject of package deals, and there are 39 seconds left, starting now.
The kind of package deal I like is the one that you can see almost every week in the colour supplements, such as that of the Sunday Times, or the Observer, or the Correspondent.
Derek Nimmo challenged.
He put his oar in too often.
Oar's a very small word. I thought we were allowed small words.
But what I think is the situation is that though on the whole they ignore the small words, when you emphasise it like that and make a great show of it and go or very quickly, I think he's entirely justified in challenging and gaining a point, and the subject of package deals, and 28 seconds left, starting now.
Including my admission to Flemington Racecourse, were three beautiful tickets to go and have dining food. It's a funny way to put it, Red, but I was having sea view champagne pen at the time, did maybe get rather squiffy. They call it that there, though it was sparkling wine in truth, but it is method champenoise. One of the things about a package deal, it is wonderfully economical. That's the way I specified, like that.
Tim Rice had challenged again.
There was definite hesitation there. He was getting
well, actually, I didn't understand
up.
A word of what he was talking about. As far as I was going, he kept going a lot of rubbish, but I mean...
No, I thought it was a very well-thought-out speech. I thought he was talking a lot of sense, but he did hesitate.
I didn't hear him hesitate.
No, towards the end. Well, you've just admitted you didn't hear anything he was saying.
I heard it, but I still referred to it as a lot of rubbish, actually. But anyway, no, I don't think he actually hesitated, so I'll be generous to him on this occasion. I might not be on the next, and leave the subject with him. A point for that, of course. 7 seconds, Derek, on package deals, starting
the
now.
The Barrier Reef does present some splendid package deals.
Clement Freud has challenged.
Deviation.
Why?
I could understand what he said.
So what we do there is give Clement Freud a bonus point because we enjoy the challenge, but unfortunately it was not within the rules of the Just a Minute, so Derek keeps the subject with 5 seconds to go, starting now.
Of course, you could go to Mallorca, and there to the largest town on that island, which is named Palma.
Anne Ling charmingly, as always, blows the whistle when the 60 seconds are up, and whoever is speaking at that moment gains an extra point, and it was on this occasion Derek Nimmo, and it doesn't need me to tell you that he's in the lead at the end of that round. We now go to the second round, and it is Tim Rice. Tim, would you take the subject of Greek gods and tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
Greek gods have been famous for years and centuries in times past. There are distinguished ones that we all know and love, such as Hermes, the winged messenger. In Rome, he was known as Mercury. And incidentally, this is totally relevant, a small planet is named after both these gentlemen, who are in fact the same person, because that planet I mentioned...
Derek Nimmo challenged.
Two planets.
There are two planets, yes. You shouldn't have deviated yes. onto the planets because you managed to trip yourself out in a different way. So Derek got him with the correct challenge. He has 37 seconds to tell us something about Greek gods starting now.
I particularly like Dionysius, the god of wine, which is Bacchus indeed within the Roman pantheon.
Jimmy Mulville challenged.
That was definitely hesitation.
You don't need to tell me, Jimmy. It's lovely to have you on the show for the first time, and lovely to hear your voice for the first time on the show. But it's
nice to hear your voice as well, Nicholas. But not for the first time on the show.
I don't say very much in any show, but it was definitely hesitation, Jimmy. So you have now 31 seconds to take over the subject of Greek gods, starting now.
My favourite Greek god has to be Poseidon, the god of the oceans, because for my money, he is the wettest god of all the Greek... in the land. It was a good try, wasn't it? It wasn't bad. First effort. No, please. I don't want your sympathy.
We have... It wasn't, actually, Jimmy. It was warmth. I can tell from looking at there, a lovely, warm audience. They want to encourage you. But you did very well with your first attempt. But Clement Freud got in, and he has 20 seconds to tell us something about Greek gods, starting now.
The reason why I interrupted was because there was hesitation. Having said that, my favourite Greek god is Pan. P-A-N. I don't know a tremendous amount about him, but knowing so little about other Greek gods persuades me that this...
Tim Rice has challenged.
I think this is a very dishonest thesis he's putting forward.
I mean, it may be dishonest.
Theseus wasn't a Greek god.
Well said, Jimmy.
I mean, he said he knew nothing about Pan.
It doesn't matter. You might have a subject you know nothing about, but within just a minute, you've got to keep going and say something on that subject. Clement gets another point, a wrong challenge there, and he keeps the subject 4 seconds on Greek gods, starting now.
Adonis is someone for whom I have a great deal of time. There seems...
Derek Nimmo challenged.
Hesitation.
Oh, come on.
No, I don't
think between
quite
two
was.
Words.
Well tried, Derek, but you didn't achieve it. But I saw your tactics. There's only half a second to go. I'm going to award the benefit of the doubt to Clement Freud and tell him half a second on Greek gods, starting now.
Athens.
Right, so at the end of that round, Clement Freud has taken the lead ahead of Derek Nimmo, and Clement Freud, it's your turn to begin. The subject is Madeira. Will you tell us something about that in this game, starting now?
Madeira was discovered in the beginning of the 15th century and made Portugal the very first colonial power because a man whose name I forget, but he had a squint.
Derek Nimmo challenged.
Deviation, it wasn't the first colonial power. Rome had colonies centuries before. It wasn't the first colonial power.
Not true.
No, I agree with Derek on this one. And tell him you have 50 seconds, Derek Nimmo, on Madeira starting now.
The trouble with Madeira is that so much of the flora and fauna is disappearing because of development. Luckily, in the botanical gardens in Melbourne, they've put a fine, splendid part of Madeira, and lots of the plants have been rehabilitated.
Jimmy Mulber challenge.
That was a hint of a hesitation. I know when I'm quite new at the game, but that was a little bit of a hesitation, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a hint of a hesitation, but
do you
not
think so?
Quite a hesitation.
Oh, right, okay. I'll just shut up then. Fine.
36 seconds, still with you, Derek, on Madeira, starting now.
I'd like a glass of Madeira, my dear, was a very popular request in the last century. Not so many people...
Clement Freud challenged.
This century.
Yes, I think the number first saw the light of day in this century, so I'm with Clement Freud on that one, and there are 28 seconds on Madeira with you, Clement, starting now.
The 4 different kinds of Madeira wine which I exported are called...
Tim Rice challenged.
There was a huge gap there. You could have driven
there was
a
not a huge gap. Don't be so... We'll never get the show going if we just minuscule hesitations as that. Clement, you have the benefit of my doubt and 23 seconds to continue on Madeira starting now.
The benefit of your doubt is
yes.
Hardly worth having. Manzi, Buell, Tarantes are pretty popular kinds. Sercial is probably...
Tim Rice, Chance.
Repetition of kinds.
Yes, the different kinds of Madeira wine and different kinds came up there. Don't look so crestfallen, Clement. It's a
one
clever way
kind
you have of trying
one
to,
was kind and
to
one
throw
was
doubt into my mind. One was what?
Into what?
You must admit, I am a sport, the way I throw myself open to these insults. Tim Rice, you have 11 seconds on Madeira, starting now.
I know very little about Madeira, but it has already...
Derek Nimmochan.
He's already made the point, if you don't know anything about it, you shouldn't talk about this. Yeah. But he pressed his point long and hard.
And very true, but I lost the point. I was overruled.
Yes, right. Derek, he did make that point, and I enjoyed the challenge, so I'm going to give you a bonus point for that. But yeah. We have established that you still have to keep going if you don't know about it. And so Tim also gets a point for being interrupted. 8 seconds on Madeira, starting now.
I will remember a night back.
That was a glottal stop.
Yes, which we will give you for hesitation, Jimmy. Well done.
Good. Oh, sorry, yes, hesitation, yes.
And 6 seconds for you to tell us something about Madeira, starting now.
I've never actually drunk Madeira, but my favourite drink is port. But talking of Madeira, I would like to go there probably for...
So, Jimmy Melville was speaking then as the whistle went, gained that all-important extra point. And at the end of that round, Derek Nimmo and Clement Freud, our two longest players of the game, are in the lead. And Tim Rice and Jimmy Melville are equal in second place. Jimmy, it is your turn to begin. The subject is poltergeists. Will you tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
The word poltergeist comes from the German poltergeist, meaning polter, meaning up... I said meaning twice.
Yes, Tim, you challenged.
Yes, repetition, I'm afraid.
Yes.
56 seconds for you, Tim, on poltergeist starting now.
My experience of these phenomena is limited, but I understand that poltergeists are an occasion when strange things fly across the room for no apparent reason. But we all know there must be some cause of this strange occurrence.
Clement Freud has challenged.
Two strangers,
I'm afraid, Tim. So Clement has the subject and 41 seconds on poltergeists, starting now.
Polter, I suppose, means noise, whereas geist is a ghost.
And Derek Nimmo challenge.
Well, he just stopped, didn't he?
He did. Yes, I did get the impression he was waiting for a round of applause for his erudition, but... Derek, I agree with you. 35 seconds on poltergeist, starting now.
One of the most famous...
He didn't start.
He did. Oh, outrageous, aren't they? Derek, I disagree. Carry on. 34 seconds on poltergeist, starting
in
now.
In Sanford Peveril, there was a famous haunting. A disconnected hand was seen to grab hold of a Greek Bible and throw it across the room. No explanation has ever been given for this. It went on for some 3 years. Not only that, poltergeist wrecked the lives of those poor people in Devon at that period. And it is a state of tremendous misery in which they found themselves. But no explanation could possibly begin, although the priest was
Clement
brought in.
Freud
what's the matter now?
That's two explanations which weren't given.
There was an explanation. There was an explanation right at the beginning of your speech,
so.
And another one towards the end, leaving 8 seconds for Clement Freud to talk on poltergeists, starting now.
Last Christmas, I was given a chocolate poltergeist by one of my children, and it was the most delicious confection which I've eaten for many...
So, at the end of that round, Clement Freud was speaking as the whistle went, gained an extra point, and he's now 1 point ahead of Derek Nimmo in the lead. Tim Rice, your turn to begin. The subject, Things That Amaze. That is the title of the subject, and will you try and talk on it in this game, starting now?
I see trees of green, red roses too. They make me think of all those wonderful things that stagger you as you walk along life's thorny path. Yes, Louis Armstrong captured the feeling very well in that memorable hit record on HMV Pop 1215.
Clement Freud challenged.
Repetition.
What of?
One.
No. That's one word. 1215 is...
No, that's one number, it's not one word. And you use the four words 1215. I'm sorry, I've got to be tough on this one, Tim.
You
and,
certainly are.
It's very difficult.
Just see what happens if you say BBC.
So, Clement, you have a correct challenge. Things that amaze, and 42 seconds are left, starting now.
Things that amaze me is that 42 seconds are left for a subject about which I'm so unprepared to spend more than...
Jimmy Mulver, you challenged. What was your challenge?
Quick as a flash. Hesitation, I think.
Yes, hesitation will do. That's all right.
Tentatively, I'll say that.
Our listeners like to know sometimes whether there's an unexpected laugh from the audience. It was because Clement Freud is a great sport at playing the game, except when he speaks to me. And he actually nudged Jimmy Mulville as he paused so that he would come in and have a chance of talking on things that amaze...
Thanks, Clement. You're a pal.
32 seconds are left, starting now.
Nothing really amazes me. As I walk through, as Tim said, life's thorny path, I am never amazed by the sort of things that happen. Only the other day, I saw a nun mug a punk. Now, that you would think might amaze some people, but it didn't amaze me. Not an eyelid did I bat, not a breath did I draw. I just walked on by and got my Evening Standard. Therein did I read many amazing things, and yet my heart did not palpitate, I did not gasp, I did not shudder. I think to today we are living in an age which has nothing amazing at all happening. Absolutely anything at all could occur and it would not amaze me. Oh no, sir! I think that in this day and age we are living, and I think you're nodding your heads, yes, I can see that, that nothing at all would amaze anybody. Let's face it!
Jimmy, I have to tell you, I was being very wicked then as well, because the others were being rather wicked and let you go on. They put their buzzers down.
Thank
and
you.
I let the clock go on for another 15 seconds past it.
Well, you're on my Christmas card list then, Nicholas.
But you do get another... You get a point for actually speaking as the whistle went. And another point for that round of applause you got having gone the extra 15 seconds. So we give you a bonus there. Clement Freud, your turn to begin. The subject 13. Will you tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
It's an unusual number in that when you multiply 13, 26, 39, 52, 65, 78... 91, 104. There is no repetition. Not a single person can press it. And that is...
Tim Rice challenge.
Long hesitation.
No, he was actually playing to the audience. They were laughing. It was very difficult to come through that laughter. I think that was a little bit unjust because he did so well and the audience enjoyed it. So we have to give him the benefit of the doubt there, Tim, and allow him to continue with 42 seconds on 13, starting now.
It is considered a very unlucky number, and I'm not sure why it may have been...
Tim Rice challenged.
Repetition of number.
Yes, because you did mention number before,
yes,
right at the beginning.
Yes.
So, Tim, well listened. You've
well
got
done.
Him there with 37 seconds left. 13 starting now.
There are many reasons given for the origin of the tradition that 13 is an unlucky number, but I believe the one that is accurate is the religious one, viz. The Last Supper, which took place at the very end of our Lord's life. 12 people...
Jimmy Mulville challenged.
Didn't actually take place at the very end of our Lord's life, did it?
Jimmy, I'm with you, and I...
Thank you,
you,
Nicholas.
Yes,
I've
yes,
always thought that.
Fine, yes. And I was so mean to you last time. I'm not going to be mean on this occasion. You have 23 seconds to talk on 13, starting now.
Well, the number 13 is very important to me because it's in fact the number of my...
Derek Nimmo.
I have a stammer, actually. Stop. I think they're picking it up.
And the other man who has a stutter as well challenged you, and he got in with 19 seconds to tell us something about 13, Derek, starting...
Some people find it a very lucky number. Robinson Hare had 13 letters in his name, which persuaded him to back the horse owned by Tom Walls in the Derby called April the 5th, which also had 15 numbers.
Tim Rice has challenged.
Well, he said 15. Deviation. He said that he had 13 letters in his name, Robertson
yes.
Hare.
Yes.
Therefore, he backed a horse which also had yes. 15 letters in his name. I'm deeply confused.
Well, I think actually what was happening was that Robertson Hare was deviating and not Derek Nimmo on that occasion. Derek, you have 8 seconds to continue with 13 starting now.
There were 12 Greek gods and the same number of Roman ones.
Repetition of number.
Yes, you did have number twice before, Derek. So Clements got in there. Another point to him. 3 seconds from 13, Clements, starting now.
When a horse has 13 on its saddlecloth, it is surprising how...
Well, Clement Freud was speaking as the whistle went, gained the extra point, and he has increased his lead at the end of that round. I can tell you, if anybody's interested, actually 13. In fact, Friday the 13th is my very lucky day. Something nice always happens. In fact, the nicest thing of all was that my daughter was born on Friday the 13th. And since then, it's always been my lucky day. I'm at the moment arranging her wedding reception, so that's going to be another lucky day as well. Right, let's continue with just a minute. You want to hear about my private life, and there's only one person.
No,
kept,
no,
so.
No, please carry on.
And I've heard this programme in Beijing. Can you imagine listening to about Nicholas Parsons' wedding reception? This is not a matter of moment.
I don't know. I get letters.
It's rather amazing. He's going to pay for it. That's a surprising one. It'd be the very first DYO wedding, I was thinking.
Might get some offers from Beijing, you never know. We might be able to hold it over there. Jimmy, it is your turn to begin. The subject is other drivers. Will you tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
Cabbies are my favourite other drivers. I love just sitting in the back of taxis and hearing all the invaluable information they have to impart. I live south of the River Thames, which is traditionally difficult to get to by taxi, although I have found...
Tim Rice has challenged.
Well, that's not true. I
do live south of the river.
Yes, but if you live even further south, it's very easy to get to south of the river.
It's not difficult to get to south of the river. It might
you
take
try.
A time.
You go out and try it now.
Well, it depends where you start from.
Tim, I agree with your challenge, and you have 40 seconds to talk on other drivers starting now.
It's always the other driver's fault. It's the other driver that is slow, careless, reckless, fast, or any one of a number of other disastrous habits which can make a safe, reliable, intelligent, thoughtful driver like me go through hell on every single journey. The other drivers I admire most are those who are at the wheel of machines that I would never dream of mounting, let alone engaging gear in, viz. Tractors, which I am...
Jimmy Melville.
He's talking gibberish now, isn't he?
He's really getting viz, yes, I think. Jimmy, whatever it was, I don't think it made a lot of sense, so I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt.
Are you
and
illiterate?
Also, this is the last, yes. Going to be the last round, I'm afraid. And I think, Jimmy, it's the first time on the show. I think we should hear from him at the end of the show.
Don't
so
patronise
Jimmy...
me.
I'm not patronising, it's just because you've shown so much talent on the show, I thought we should let you finish in a blaze of glory.
And now you're lying.
There we are. So you have 5 seconds to blaze on other drivers. And you did start with the subject, so start now.
Other drivers that really get up my nose are nuns who drive Volvos.
Don't... Well, Jimmy Melville was speaking as the whistle went and did gain that extra point. Let me now give you the final score, and let it be said right away, I patronise no one on this show. It is far too tough the way they all play the game. There's no quarter given, as those regular listeners will recognise. Tim Rice finished in fourth place, and then came Jimmy Melville, first time on, a great achievement, I think. Then came just 1 point ahead only, Derek Nimmo, but 2 points ahead, Clement Freud, so we give him the judgment this week of saying he is our winner. This edition of Just a Minute. Only remains me to say on behalf of our four excellent panellists, Tim Rice, Derek Nimmo, Clement Freud and Jimmy Melville, and also Anne Ling, who's kept the score so well and also blown the whistle so admirably. Also our producer, Edward Taylor, and myself, Nicholas Parsons. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for coming to the studio. We hope you'll all be with us at the same time when we play Just a Minute. Until then, goodbye.
Thank you.